All right, so today we're diving into something that's pretty crucial for any project, really, and that's getting the requirements right.
Yeah.
I think we've all heard of requirements gathering before, but we're going a little bit deeper today.
Okay.
We found this really insightful document by a business analyst, and they make a really good point about the difference between just gathering requirements and, the art of eliciting them. You
Interesting.
know, it's like when you're building a house, you don't just like start piling up bricks and lumber without a blueprint first, right?
Exactly. And that's where that distinction comes in, gathering versus elicitation. The document we're looking at today uses a really powerful analogy, comparing gathering requirements to collecting ingredients for a recipe. So you need all the essential elements, you need the must-haves for your project.
So let's say we're using that analogy with
Okay.
something like a CRM system.
Right.
What would gathering requirements look like in that scenario?
Well, you have to think about all the different teams involved. Sales, marketing, customer support, they all have their own needs and wish lists for the CRM. And then you have the technical side to think about, like data security, storage integrations with other systems. And these are your ingredients. If you miss any of them, you might end up with a CRM that's, well, missing some crucial functionality.
And I imagine like a recipe, it's not just about the ingredients themselves,
Right.
but also the quantities.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want a teaspoon of salt when the recipe calls for a tablespoon.
That's a great point, because with something like data storage for a CRM, gathering requirements means figuring out exactly how much storage is needed. Is it terabytes, petabytes? Getting that wrong can have major implications down the line.
So it sounds like thoroughness in this gathering stage is absolutely key.
Absolutely.
But the source goes beyond just listing out needs, right?
Right. It does, because having a pile of ingredients doesn't automatically give you a delicious meal. You need a recipe to guide you. And that's where a requirements elicitation comes in. It's about crafting the how from those raw ingredients that you've gathered.
So it's like taking all those features and needs and technical specifications
Yeah.
and figuring out how they fit together, how they work together to actually achieve the project goals.
Precisely. Elicitation takes us beyond the what and dives into the why and the how. It's about creating a roadmap that ensures all those gathered requirements actually contribute to a successful outcome.
I like that.
And that's where things get really interesting.
I'm interested to learn more about that.
Okay.
Let's jump into it.
Sounds good.
So, how do we actually go from, that jumble of ingredients
Yeah.
to like a refined recipe?
Well, it involves a lot more than just like asking people what they want. The source highlights some really practical techniques, like workshops, where stakeholders, they hash out and they prioritize features. Is that must-have really essential? Or is it just a nice-to-have that can be pushed back?
Yeah, I bet those workshops are where some healthy debate comes in.
Absolutely. It's about getting everyone on the same page and understanding the trade-offs involved. And then you have techniques like in-depth interviews, where you're not just asking about, desired features, but you're really digging into users' pain points, their frustrations, like they wish they could do better.
So you're uncovering those hidden needs that people might not even be consciously aware of.
Exactly. And visuals play a big role too, like mock-ups, wireframes, prototypes, anything that helps people actually visualize the end product and give more concrete feedback.
That makes sense because sometimes it's really hard to articulate what you want until you can see it.
Exactly. It's about clarifying and validating, each requirement, making sure it has a purpose and it aligns with the overall goals of the project. But here's a point that I think is particularly insightful, and it's one that I think often gets overlooked. And that's this idea of analyzing dependencies between requirements.
So it's not just about having a list of things that you need, but understanding how those things actually relate to each other.
Precisely. Let's go back to that CRM example. You gather a requirement for, a simple contact form. Seems straightforward enough. But through elicitation, you discover that it needs to integrate with the company's CRM system to track leads effectively. And then you find out that the CRM needs to talk to the marketing automation platform.
Oh, wow.
To trigger follow-up emails.
Right.
And suddenly that simple contact form
right.
has become a whole web of dependencies.
Yeah, it's like a domino effect.
Exactly. And if you don't uncover those dependencies early on, you're setting yourself up for some major headaches down the road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe development gets delayed because teams didn't realize they needed to coordinate. Right. Or you end up with a clunky user experience because different features weren't designed to actually work seamlessly together.
Yeah. So you're saying elicitation isn't just about adding detail, but it's about uncovering those connections and potential roadblocks.
Absolutely. It's about ensuring that those gathered requirements make sense as a whole.
Yeah.
That they form a cohesive blueprint for a successful project.
Okay.
And that's why, you know, both gathering and elicitation are so crucial.
Uh-huh.
They're two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
You can't have one without the other.
So what happens when we get this balance wrong?
Right.
What if we skimp on either the gathering or the elicitation stage?
Well, imagine a chef with a pantry full of ingredients, but no recipe.
Yeah.
Or a recipe with missing ingredients.
Right.
It's not going to end well, is it?
Probably not going to win any Michelin stars.
Exactly.
So let's break it down.
Okay.
What are the risks if we don't do enough gathering?
Well, think of it like building a house without a solid foundation.
Okay.
You might have all these fancy fixtures and finishes.
Uh-huh.
But the whole thing is unstable.
Right.
In project terms.
Yeah.
You know, this translates to scope creep, missed deadlines, and a final product that doesn't actually meet the needs of the users.
Yeah. What about if we neglect the elicitation part?
Hmm.
So we've got all of our ingredients,
right?
But we haven't put much thought into the recipe.
You might end up with something edible,
okay?
But it's probably not going to be very satisfying. Maybe it's bland or the textures are all wrong.
Okay.
And in a project context, you know, this can mean a product that technically works, but it's clunky to use.
Right.
Or has features that don't quite hit the mark.
So we're not just talking about avoiding catastrophic failures here. Mm. We're talking about the difference between a project that simply gets done.
Right.
And one that truly excels, one that delights users and achieves its goals.
Exactly.
In a way that feels effortless.
And that's why this whole concept of requirements definition is so fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about checking boxes.
Hmm.
It's about setting the stage for a truly successful project.
Yeah. It's almost like requirements are the DNA of a project. Mm. They shape its entire development and ultimately determine what it will become.
That's a great analogy. And just like with DNA, you know, small variations can lead to significant differences in the outcome.
Okay, so we've established both gathering and elicitation are important, but how do we make this actionable for our listeners?
Well, I think the most powerful message from this document is the shift in mindset it encourages.
Okay.
It's about seeing yourself as both the diligent shopper gathering the ingredients and the creative chef crafting the recipe.
I like that. So it's not just about, you know, showing up to the project kickoff meeting with a list of demands.
Yeah.
It's about thinking critically about how those requirements are going to be used, how they'll fit together.
Exactly.
What potential roadblocks we might encounter.
Yeah. And that proactive approach can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Have you ever been part of a project?
Oh, yeah.
Where the requirements felt like they were just handed down from on high.
Yeah.
With no real understanding of the why behind them.
Absolutely. It can be so frustrating.
Yeah.
Trying to work with requirements that feel arbitrary or disconnected from the actual goals of the project.
And that's where this chef analogy can be so helpful.
Right.
It empowers you to ask questions, to challenge assumptions, and to advocate for solutions that truly align with the project's vision.
So next time I'm in a project kickoff meeting, I'm channeling my inner chef.
Okay.
I'm not just taking orders. I'm part of the culinary team, and we're creating a masterpiece together.
That's the spirit. And remember, this applies to projects of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Whether you're building a complex software system or planning a marketing campaign.
Right.
Those principles of gathering and elicitation remain crucial.
Well, this has been a really fascinating deep dive.
It has.
I think we went beyond just the basics of requirements gathering today.
Yeah.
We really explored that art of elicitation with all its nuances and practical applications.
Yeah. And we saw how those two processes, like two essential ingredients, they come together to create a recipe for project success.
So to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought.
Definitely.
Remember, next time you're tackling a project, think like a chef.
Be both the meticulous gatherer
and
the insightful elicitor.
It just might be the secret ingredient that takes your projects from good to truly exceptional.